or two. All right, if you'd like to read with us, go to read a verse of Scripture found in the 18th chapter of St. Matthew and the 11th verse. Listen to this. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Then if you'll turn over into Galatians, the very first chapter, and here Paul's speaking, the first chapter starting with the 3rd verse, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, on this is what stuck out in my mind as we read that first verse there, that Christ, he come to save that which was lost. And then here in this fourth verse in the first chapter of Galatians said that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And, you know, if you listen to news, you hear just one tragedy right after another. If you listen to much of the news, you hear how that the most evil and vile things in life now are trying to be justified. When you go to town, you almost want to put blinders on your children for what they will see and how evil this world is. But here he said that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And I was just thinking of that. And as I was thinking about that little rabbit's nest, how the blade must have been spinning on that board, just an inch or so above that nest, and yet they were still protecting her, just in a little hollow in the ground. Well, you and I today, God said he'd protect us from the present evil world. If we put our faith and trust in him, I don't have to worry about what's going on in Lebanon or Washington or anywhere else. When it comes to the things that have been for me under my soul, why God said I'll protect you from hell. It may come to the time when you and I before we stand upon the word of God. We may be brought in the court and tried the court. We won't fight hell. We won't hold the last tender. But God said, don't worry about it. I'll protect it. It may come to the point where they call the death angel knocking upon your door because of the stand you take for God. But God said, don't be afraid. I'll protect it. Stephen there himself beneath the stone. You don't find a word to do that he was hurt during pain. He already seen what was waiting for him on the other side. And he was being protected from this evil world with what he was seeing and where he was going. And you and I today, the devil may tell us that the future don't look too good. And right now, as you'll hear about any conversation that you get into with a group of people, as I went over to an open house at the Volunteer Fire Company yesterday, just to see them and see a new station that they've just opened up, and was there talking to them, and the conversation with about everybody was coming around to the price of gasoline, how it's going up, and how much it costs to run the fire trucks and all this just because of that. How much more their allotment is being eat up just because of the fuel cost. And everybody's worried about these things. But you know, I'll thank God. God said, I'll supply your needs. I don't know. It might be the world. It gets so you can't get gasoline. You can't travel. You can't do anything like that. But isn't it wonderful to know if you have a still lives and reigns today. And he said, he delivered from this present and evil world. And boy, isn't it that today. But I'm so thankful I've got peace in God. You know, each one of us, we can look around at things in this life and we can sit down, as it was being mentioned in Sunday school, worry. People worry themselves sick. I forget exactly how the old saying goes, but it's something about worrying about most of my troubles that never happened. You know, there's all kinds of people that give themselves ulcers, worrying themselves sick over things that never come to pass, just thinking that it might. Well, you and I, if we put our faith and trust in God, we don't need to worry. Why worry when you can pray? You know, if there's something that the devil trying to get you upset over something, put it in God's hands. Let God worry about it, because he's the one that can do something about it. All of your worries are not going to change anything anyhow. But God can do something about it. And the thing I like about it, if it's important enough that it concerns you and it's something that you've thought about, it's important enough to talk to God about it. And then when you have, leave it in His hands and trust Him to take care of it. You know, if we have put our faith and trust in God to be our defense, our shield, and our deliverer, then why be concerned about the things that we can't do anything about anyhow? You know, I go back to when Washington, back when this country had not even really become a country yet, we was fighting for our freedom, and Washington was a general. And did not know to the end of the day when he took his coat off how many bullets had come so close that I think it was something like 9 bullets when he took his coat off that fell out of his coat. And the Indians had even said that they had shot point blank at him, and yet he couldn't be killed. And the chief, when he seen it, he told the men, the quit part of holy. And then years later, when his chief walked there, he come and said, "I want to see the man that couldn't be killed." Why? Because he knew what he had done. And yet God had a higher purpose for him. You and I today, if God can do that for a man, that would just try to hold to a standard. They give people the right and the freedom to worship God as they could. You and I, and teach about God. God's going to provide for whatever it takes. When we put Him first in our lives, He'll protect us and those that we love from this evil world if we really put our faith and trust in Him. You know, I was listening to a report that they was given, and I forget now, but it was total scary about how many women will be raped by the time they get grown. And a lot of it starts with little children. And it was talking about that. It was such a high percentage that if you don't have a God to depend upon, I don't see how a mother or a father could lay down and rest at night because of the danger that their children are in. Not only little girls, but little boys too. But oh, I thank God I've got one I can lay him in His hands, that He can protect them when I'm not even aware of it. When I know that there's one there that can see the danger that I don't even know. Why? Because I found out years later He protected mine when I didn't even know they was in danger. Come on out today. Oh, what you and I today, if we'll believe, God's still able to do that for us today. You know, I don't see how a parent that don't know God can lay down and sleep at night with the fear of the danger that their children are in. You know, it's terrible. You might think you know people. You might think you're living in a safe neighborhood. I could scream real loud from my house when the air's just right, and they could hear me at a house where a felon lives. It's killed a person. You might think, oh, I'm safe. There's no danger around. You don't know what's next door to you. This day and time, you can get on the internet and you can find out just how many child molesters there is around. And in a little area is Lebanon. It's got, I don't know how many of them, but a pile of them. So you and I today, we need to wake up and realize we can't fight all these battles ourselves. We would have to set somebody in every door of the house and every window of the house with a gun to protect her if we didn't put our faith and trust in God. But God's able to do that, and guns can't happen. He can keep them from even coming near where you're at. He can protect you from all these things. He can protect from the evils of this world. But when he didn't even get into the minds and the hearts of your children, if you raise them up and teach them about God, my boy will mention in Sunday school what a sheltered life he is in when he was being grown up. But by the time he got exposed to the evil, he knew enough of the things of God where he was able to make a conscious decision. He might not always make the right one, but yet the truth was there. The dang daddy to let him know you're going the wrong way. Parents, that's the best we can do is to bring them up and teach them the things of the Lord. Why? My life in his hand would make all the difference and bring peace that really was a comfort that is unexplainable. You know, though I had not been as evil as a lot of people, when I was in sin, as many of a night, I was give out, and I was almost scared to go to sleep. But after a while, sleep just moves in. But boy, when you get right with the Lord, to lay down, and you know, if I don't open my eyes and see another day, it's all right. Because what awaits me is better than anything that I'd see here anyhow. And just lay down and go off praying. Just go off to sleep praying a prayer with such peace in your heart. Oh, that's wonderful. That's the kind of sleep that does you the most good. And you and I today, God said He'd protect us from this evil world. You know, my house, it's built pretty nice. But you know, really, unless you've got a vault, if a thief walks in, he's going to get in. And there's all kinds of people that live in that kind of terror. But I don't. Because I know God's watching over me. And
I got to die some way or another to get from here to heaven unless the Lord comes back and gets me. But all of us, if time stands, we've got to go out of this life by the way of death. I know most of us would like to just go in our sleep or some easy way of dying, but we don't all have that. We don't know how that we're going to die. And it may be that some criminal does something that ends up taking your life. And maybe the last words you get to speak might be the words that reaches his heart. Just like Stephen. Look at the testimony Paul gave about him standing there. Don't say Paul threw any stones. He just helped the coats of those that did. He was just sort of taking care of what they... Do you know why they took their coats off? Have you ever had a coat on and tried to throw a rock? You can throw a lot harder if you take your coat off. You can get more into it. So that's why they was wanting really to deliver a lot of punishment, and there Paul was taking care of the coat to those that was stoning Stephen. But Paul heard what Stephen said. I don't think Paul ever got it out of his mind, because when he got right with the Lord, he testified of it. You and I today, even if it's some criminal that takes our life, if we've got the love of God in our heart that we can look them right in the face and say, God, forgive you. God, forgive you, because I do. You've got that much love in your heart. Don't you know, I don't care how long they live, those words will never get out of their mind. Why? Because they know that had to be a true Christian to speak those words to me. You and I, we don't know what our witness, what God wants of us. He just told us he'd deliver. When it comes down time for me to die, no matter what way it is, I want my spiritual eyes to see what Paul sees, what Stephen saw. I want those that I love, that I'm leaving behind, to know that it's real. All that I've ever stood for, all that I've ever said, it's something that's real that will go with you even in the hour of death. You know, there's all kinds of people here in this life. They'll tell you some fine story. They'll try and entice you with something. But when it comes, they'll turn for the other be put to the test. They want to go another way of life. It really wasn't what was in their heart. But you and I, if our faith and trust is in Christ Jesus, then know the closer we get to death, the realer God can be unto us, the stronger he can be in our life. You and I, the closer we get to God, the brighter light we can shine for those around about us, that our children can see that there is something that is important enough to mom and dad, that they won't compromise, that there is something that they love so great that they want in us to know and to see just how important it is for us. You know, each one of us, we can look around at the things here in this life, and though, you know, you get out and you see beautiful things here in nature. Just, I mean, things that just thrills you. Just that your eyes is blessed to see them. And all of that, the joy of that, and it didn't cost you anything. It was just something that God just placed there to bring you joy for just a little while. But then, when you think, God said that we could go where he was and be with him for all of eternity, and we can see things that has not even entered into our mind, the beauty of it. You know, if you read in Revelations what John saw and how he tried to write it down, and
you just read a verse and close your eyes and try and picture what he was saying. I've tried to picture the throne. I've tried to picture the rainbow about the throne. I've tried to picture the river of life. I've tried to picture the beautiful city and the streets of gold. But I know what is in my mind that I'm picturing cannot compare when I see what it really is. Because I have never seen a street of pure gold. You know, you and I, if we see a ring or anything that's gold, it's not pure. Because pure gold doesn't wear very long here. But the holy city, the streets of pure gold. When it talks about the foundation, a lot of those I have never even seen what it's being made of. But yet when I see it, the beauty. But you know, that's not what, I want to see that. But that's not what I want to go for. I want to go and see the one that loved me enough that he was willing to die for me. And you and I, that's why. And we read to you, listen to this. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Then in the third verse, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. You and I, we have no excuse if we stand before God lost, because Christ come and give himself that we might be a born-again Christian. And if we want that, it's within reach. And if we don't choose to take advantage of it now, when the death angel calls, it's going to be too late. We have today to get ready. Tomorrow, it may be judgment. Because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. So if you're not right with God, and you die today or tomorrow, and you're still not right with God when that death angel calls, you'll stand before God at judgment, not right with God. And each and every one of us, according to the Bible, no sin's going to enter in to that holy city. So if we've got things in our life that's displeasing to God, things that the Bible says is wrong, things that it calls sin, we better get on our knees and repent and get rid of it. Because if we don't, we'll stand before him and give an account. While we get some song to sing. God's able to deliver us. You know, I can remember people saying this. I'd live a Christian life. I'd be a Christian if I thought I could live a Christian life. But I just don't see how that I could live the way that a Christian has to live. Well, you know, none of us could within ourselves. That's why God said, the things that I once hated, I now love, and the things that I once loved, I now hate. When I was in sin, there was things that had just such a hold on me, I didn't think I could make it without. I just didn't understand how I could deny myself. But when I got right with God, I found he had the answer. You know, I heard the statement of a man. He said, you just come to the altar and get right with God. You don't have to give up a thing. Whatever you're doing today, you get right with God. If you want to do it tomorrow, you can still do it. And I thought, boy, how misleading that is. But then you get to think of that. When you get right with God, you won't want to do it. And the devil's telling you, you just can't give it up. But when that heart gets right with God, and that new nature comes in, that new heart, that new man, takes up its abode on the inside. The things that you just thought that you had to have, you find, that ain't what I want. You know, when I was in sin, I didn't want to go to church. And I hadn't been to church in over a year before I went and got right with God. And I went that day just to show off a new car that I'd got to some of my buddies that I used to run around with a year or so before that. But anyhow, when I went to church and I got right with the Lord,
the things that I had just been living my whole life for. I went that very afternoon and started breaking all those plans with the buddies that I had at CFY. I didn't want to do it. That was not my desire. And every time a church house door was open, that's where I wanted to be. I had that hunger. It seemed like it was a week just from Sunday night on the Wednesday night. And every time you could hear a service someone other, I wanted to be in it. Why? Because I found some new food that I was enjoying. I found a new interest in my life that was different from anything I'd ever experienced. And when I did that,
they were pleasure that I found that sin wasn't able to even come close to. While we stand and sing, will you come? If your heart's not right with God, don't leave unsaved today, because He is able to forgive you if you only ask. Will you come? Will you come?